Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, January 17th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support. If you're new, welcome. Hope you have an absolute blast. Whether you're new or if you've been around for a while, either way, if you haven't yet watched the other video that I attach to every Monday, entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First, you should pause this video and then watch that, because I make a video like this every day, and a lot of the things that I talk about, whether it's a not for time option, the goal times, what does the wild card option mean, how is that different from prescribed or scaled, you're not going to know what I'm talking about or what the difference is. All of that information lives in that video entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. So check that out. You only need to watch it once. It's a little long, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of information in the private track, and I want you to know what it is so you can maximize the benefit that you get from it. So pause this, check that out, and then here we go. Oh, the workout of the day is just, it's a pesky chipper. This is gonna hit some people's wheelhouse beautifully, and they're gonna crush it. This is not my wheelhouse. Here we go. For time, 50 wall ball shots, 50 Russian kettlebell swings, 35 wall ball shots, 35 Russian kettlebell swings, 20 wall ball shots, 20 Russian kettlebell swings. For the wall ball, 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women, traditionally thrown to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women, and the Russian swing done with the heavy bell, a 70-pounder for men, a 53-pounder for women. Big chunks of work, high volume, lots of interference, legs, lungs, glutes, hamstring, midline, shoulders. This is going to be a taxing workout. We've got a video showing the wall ball shots as well as the Russian kettlebell swing. Certainly, those are big chunks of work. You certainly don't need to do anything unbroken. Never feel that compulsion. And if it is the intention, I will let you know. But put the wall ball down as needed. Put the kettlebell down as needed. It's going to be a rare human being that even has the capacity to blow through this unbroken. So, certainly not the case. Super fitness robot time, 10 minutes or less. Like I said, it hits your wheelhouse. More likely time, 15 minutes and 30 seconds. This workout could take me about 4 days. It is my nightmare. Wildcard option is precisely the same as the workout of the day. The only difference is the kettlebell loading. 53 pounds for men, 35 pounds for women. So if that prescribed loading is just a bit inappropriate for you, the wildcard option is exactly where you need to be. Scaled option, we're knocking down the overall volume, the number of repetitions, as well as the loading on the wall ball shot. The reps go 35 wall balls, 35 Russian kettlebell swings, 25 wall balls, 25 Russian kettlebell swings, 15 wall balls, 15 Russian swings. 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. And for the scaled option, a lot of times we go down to a 9-foot target for men, 8 for women, but put it at whatever makes sense for you. And the kettlebell swing is with a 53-pounder for the men, 35 for women. And if that's a bit too heavy, of course, knock that down. You're always authorized to make the best and the smartest decision for wherever you are on your fitness journey. Limited equipment option. Oh. We're assuming they don't have a wall ball to throw and they don't have a kettlebell to swing. So they'll do their swings with a dumbbell. Oh, here's what they have going on. Dumbbell thrusters, which is going to be with a pair of dumbbells, a pair of 50s for the men, a pair of 35s for the women, unless you have another weight that works better for you. And the Russian swings are done with the dumbbell, a single 50-pounder for men and a 35 for women. It's four time. 20 dumbbell thrusters, 50 Russian swings, 15 dumbbell thrusters, 50 Russian swings with the dumbbell, 10 dumbbell thrusters, 50 Russian swings. Ooh. Video showing the dumbbell thruster, video showing the dumbbell swing. That's quite something right there. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot Time, 7 minutes and 30 seconds or less. You should probably donate your body to science after that so they can see that you're a cyborg. More likely time, 12 minutes and 30 seconds, although it could escalate from there. No equipment workout. For time, 50 jumping air squats, then 50 glute bridges, 1 second pause at the top, 35 jumping air squats, 35 glute bridges, 1 second pause at the top, 20 jumping air squats, 20 glute bridges, 1 second pause at the top. Accessory work, optional as always. Choose one of these beautiful things. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that'll be facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular burpees. Again, remember, the accessory work is optional. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either or. You would pick one of these, not both. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, we've got a video there, or the overhead carry, where you lock out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, or a barbell overhead, as heavy as you can safely carry, and you march 100 feet with that overhead. Drop it, rest a minute or two, do it a second time, rest a minute or two, do it a third time. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch, laying on the side, and the wall stretch for the leg. Both of those are accompanied by videos. The end of today's training, we have these sentences here. I hope you take them to heart. We mean them every day. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.